The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built this synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them, but when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I, too, am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Our Lord was so amazed at the faith of this centurion that we still remember that faith every time we gather to say Mass. Now, that's what I call going down in history. Okay? And St. Augustine said that because the centurion knew that he wasn't worthy to have the Lord enter under his roof, he became worthy to have the Lord enter into his heart. Right? That's what we want. Right? That's what we want. So, you know, today's a great day to talk about just a little bit about faith, because it was that small bit of faith that made such a difference here in the scriptures and in our lives as well. Here's something I think is very important about faith to understand. Faith is not the same thing as catechism. It's a very good thing to know your faith, right? It's a very good thing to be well catechized. But faith is not the same thing as catechism. You know people as well as I do, and they can quote you the scriptures, and they can quote you the catechism, and they can quote you Thomas Aquinas in Latin, but they don't have strong faith. What is faith? Here, I'll give you the textbook definition of it, and then I'll just unpack it a little bit, okay? Faith is, here's the textbook definition, it's the submission of your intellect and your will to all that God has revealed. And that means hearing, knowing, believing, and acting, like Abraham did, like the Blessed Mother did, like the centurion did. Okay, and it means acting on so many things. For so many people today, the trouble is moral issues. Right? And they say, "Well, you know, I disagree with the church on this and that." And it's always about marriage and sexuality, right? It's always the things that actually cost them something. It always means that we believe and act on what God has revealed and what our Lord is teaching. But here's something even deeper, and I found this to be true for so many people. Faith means knowing that your life is not about you. That this is not your project. That you're not in control. That you are part of God's larger plan, and that is very good news to somebody who has faith. Because you see how faith and humility go together. Faith empties you out of your ego, sets you free from this idea that everything depends on you. You begin to realize, much to your own humility, that God does his best work with your total failures. It sets you free from thinking You know, that the world's going to come to an end based on the results of the next election, or based on the stock market, or based on the weather, set you free from the burden of living as a prisoner of your own ego and from the atheism that is forgetting that God is always in control. That's part of what faith means. You want to know what else faith means? Faith also means understanding that God works through ordinary people. That everybody in your life right now is there for a reason. It's no accidents. We need to teach them something, and they need to teach us something. That God works through the most ordinary things, that we believe that, know that, and act on it. Just a few little thoughts, and the smallest bit of faith in your life that you act on makes such a big difference. And then, just like the centurion here in the gospel, our Lord dwells in our souls. Like St. Paul said, it's no longer I who live, it's Christ who lives in me. That's what we want. That's the reason why we pray for and act on the gift of faith that God gives us. And that's why we're going to ask for the prayers of the saints today to help us. St. Robert Bellarmine, pray for us.